Many irrigation districts up and down the Central Valley are delivering water to tree nut farmers. And they may not even need it, but they're using that water to recharge their groundwater by spreading it across any land they may have just to prepare for the later flood flows from melting snow. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Matthew Eifert is a fifth-generation family farmer on the same ground producing almonds, walnuts, and pistachios in Fresno County. He talks about that on-farm recharge.
There's encouragement for on-farm recharge, although a lot of the policies haven't been developed yet, but just looking for growers to be good stewards and take that water and distribute it out over their field so that we can try and help with some of the flooding events that are happening off the main rivers and channels and see if we can help distribute that water here in our basin.
And being able to recharge that groundwater at any time is a good thing for the future of ag throughout the Central Valley, said Eifert.
Yeah, no, it's a necessity to have the ability to take that water, put it back out in our ranches where we can, where we have the infrastructure to do so, and help with that groundwater recharge, bringing those levels back up and getting us to a sustainable position.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is seeking nominees for the American Pecan Promotions Board. Nominees are needed to fill 6 seats for members whose term ends September 30th, 2023, and 1 vacant seat with a term that ends on September 30th, 2024. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.